Hi everyone, welcome back. It's me, Alan, with another episode. Today we have a very special guest who wants to go by the name of JJag, and I'll be giving some questions to him about whether he would like, about the Starship program, really, and about their whole reflight system. So, as you know, SN15 was recently moved to another launch pad to get prepped for another launch, which is very exciting because this is the first time they've reflown a Starship. So really looking forward to that. And JJag, what do you think about this?
I think it's great because it's their first successful flight and they should redo it to practice for when they actually have the real thing going on. And I think if they have more successful flights, they should keep doing it until it's 100% safe.
So, also in my first episode, or might have been another one, I don't remember, but we discussed the Starship being selected to fly NASA's astronauts to the moon, which was a very exciting revelation, even though Blue Origin was, let's just say frankly, they were peed off about it. JJagger, would you, what do you think about Starship going to land on the moon for NASA?
I think that's a great thing because this is the most successful planet, but it's our moon. It's the most successful thing that we can do to fly and, or to take flight to, and I think it's going to be it's going to be great practice.
Now, JJag, what do you think about the future of the Starship program? Do you think it's worth it? Do you think they should do it? Do you think they shouldn't do it? I mean, what are your overall views on this entire program, and what do you think of their future plan? Send first uncrewed cargo missions to Mars, quite a few of them. In fact, possibly, this has not been confirmed yet, but some people have guessed that maybe send rovers with scoops on the cargo Starship to kind of clear out all the stuff in the way. And then eventually send humans to Mars in a unmodified, like, Starship with less crew capacity, but after establishing a colony there, begin sending big groups. What do you think of that plan, and what do you think about the future of this program?
I think it's great, but I feel like there's a few things that they are going to need to do before humans do get to Mars, and I think that is a good idea. I had not heard of the rover plan yet. Will they be sending it up on Starship?
The rover plan has not actually been confirmed. That's just a guess that some people have made. I credit this guess to a YouTube channel called Deep Space Courier. They give animations on all this stuff. It's a really great channel. They are not affiliated with this in any way, but you guys should go check it out.
So I honestly think that it is a great idea to send humans to Mars, but it should always be... It should never be a thing where it's like a whole country moving to Mars. It should be a thing where we have a choice and where we don't have to get involved to where we have to worry about the Mars situation.
Now, do you think that Mars should have its own countries or possibly have countries colonize Mars? Because at this time, Mars and all other bodies in the universe are technically classified as maritime, so they can't be claimed by any country for at this time. So if China goes to Mars, like, right now and says, this is ours now, they can't do that. They sign the treaty. I think all countries signed the treaty. I'm not sure who did and who didn't, but all countries with a space program probably did. I am not sure, so I'm not going to go there, but it has not been confirmed. I don't know what they're going to do with private space programs. I think maybe private space programs are going to be able to possibly create their own countries, but we'll see how that works. So do you think that private space companies should be able to create their own countries?
Okay, so I think there should be a... So private space companies should probably not do this because Mars is a different planet, and I feel like if we do colonize it, it's either going to be one big country or they're going to break it up into countries how we do on Earth. I feel like it could be either way, and it will work either way.
Yeah, so I agree. I feel like Mars should not be claimed until it is completely ready, like it is becomes like Earth. Possibly because that if private space companies take those countries, they are not politicians, they are business owners and business people. We know business people can become president, such as President Trump. I am not trying to throw any shade or like any favorable or anything on the government. I'm just saying that Donald Trump was a businessman and he wasn't really a politician. So he was more of a business guy. So I don't know if that will be able to happen on Mars. For example, Elon Musk is probably the main guy to go. But I don't know if he would make a good president. I think Elon Musk is good at a lot of things, but I can't really see politics becoming a thing. So I want to thank you all for joining me today. And I want to thank my guest for joining me. And if you guys want him back, we might do another segment together. Probably because he's really enjoying the whole Starship thing, so we might do that. Once again, I also want to add something real quick. SN20 and BN3, Starship 20 and Booster 3. This summer, we'll be conducting an orbital flight test, so Starship will actually go into the space for the first time. So I'm really excited for that. And also up next, we might do a live reaction to a launch of some sort. I don't know. Depending on what we do, I will not be uploading. I'll be uploading pretty back and forth, not really on a typical schedule. So it might be 1 week between podcasts, and then maybe 2 days, or then maybe 3 weeks. So the upcoming schedule is not going to be very firm. It hasn't really been firm in the past. But thank you all for joining me again, and thanks to my guest. We'll see you all in the next episode.